Here's a thought I'll title, Grabbed by Artwork. I suppose all of us have, from time to time anyway, been mesmerized by a piece of artwork. Could be music, could be a novel, could be a painting, could be a photograph, could be a poem. It grabs us, whatever it is, and seduces our attention and essentially fills our consciousness. It becomes a bigger-than-life sort of thing. Why? What is it about a piece of artwork that gives it this power to influence us so deeply? And the obvious reason to think about this, of course, is if we could figure out what it is and include it in our photographs, they'd be much more captivating. Our audience might enjoy our photographs even more. So we're motivated to think about this a little bit, at least I have been. And I've come up with an idea which may or may not be true. So don't take my word for this. It's a thought experiment more than it is any kind of a conclusion. So clearly, maybe not 100% of the time, but most frequently I find this being grabbed by artwork happens when the artwork engages my imagination. That seems to be a consistent theme that runs through being captivated by great art. That is to say, great art becomes something that allows me to drop my normal awareness of the world and to be transported to a world of its making. Perhaps the best way I can describe this is with cinema. And I'll pick one of my favorite movies, The Hobbit. I know, it's not everybody's favorite movie, but I love the movie. And it illustrates the point. Watching The Hobbit transports us into that fantasy world, which clearly doesn't exist, clearly has very little to do with our everyday life, but yet it's mesmerizing. It grabs us. We become immersed in this fantasy world with these fantasy characters and the trials and tribulations. Movies have the power to move us to tears from time to time, as does music, less so often with novels and poetry, but maybe that's just me. The point is, if the artwork grabs me and brings me into its world, the world of its making, then I'm hooked. I'm in. I'm mesmerized. I'm grabbed by the artwork. So, as photographers, how could we use this idea of creating a world in our photographs that people can leap into, that they can become absorbed by, that their mind can be transported into a whole new realm of experience that is seductive and, of course, entertaining, but maybe even believable with a certain suspension of judgment on our part? How do we do that in photography? How do we create a world? We might be able to do that with a picture, and I can think of several examples that do that successfully. But for me, it seems easier to bring people into my world of the artwork's own making when I have more than one picture, when somehow there's movement between one photograph and another, maybe with some text introduced, I don't know. This is my thinking about project-oriented photography, and I know I'm probably beating a dead horse because I talk about this so much. But if being grabbed by the artwork has to do with being immersed in its world, then maybe that's a train of thought that we could use as we produce our own artwork. If you're not familiar with the Griffin and Sabine series of books, that's another example of, with still photography and in book format, the author, Nick Bantock, did a marvelous job of creating a world that we could enter and get lost in. It was marvelous. Maybe there's a way to do this in photography. I don't know. But I'm going to be thinking about it.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.